Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Rafael Goyeneche, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. He joins us every Thursday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate that, certainly. Rafi, welcome to the show.
Hey, Noel. Season's greetings to you and your audience.
Same to you and your family, Rafi. I'm glad we clear that up before we forget, because I think we're both capable of that, right?
At my age, absolutely.
Yeah. Rafi, a lot of talk going on about Operation Sideswipe relative to lawyers being indicted as well. Tell us about it.
Right. So, you know, this is a case, you know, when I come on your show, I'm primarily talking about, you know, the street crime components of what the Metropolitan Crime Commission does, where we document crime trends and talk about the performance of the criminal justice system. But this organization is 72 years old, and we were founded on the principle that crime and corruption are disincentives to growth. So through much of the history of the Crime Commission, we were created in recognition that whistleblowers that have information about corruption are treated very favorably by the system, and the business community wanted to create a conduit where people could report wrongdoing, and that became the genesis of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. That was 1952. And we do work in exposing public corruption. And we cannot be successful in doing that as private citizens without the trust and cooperation of people that give us the tips and the leads that we work up, write reports, and then make referrals to the appropriate agencies. So one such referral that we received was in 2018, when some business people came into our office and laid out for us an astounding fraud scheme where law firms were engaging in recruiting individuals that were staging accidents, causing the accidents, targeting 18-wheelers. Under law, those 18-wheelers have to maintain at least $1 million in insurance. So the scheme that was laid out to us documented the fact that you had the same victims in some of these staged accidents appearing at multiple accident scenes over multiple months. You know, the odds of that happening are remote. And the information that we received, we made a referral in 2018 to the FBI. And in 2020, we saw the first convictions obtained in all of that. So between 2018 and 2019, we saw the first indictments come out in 2019. And since that investigation started, there have been 49 individuals that have already pled guilty to engaging in some of the staged accidents that were documented in Operation Sideswipe, which is the name that the federal government has given this sprawling investigation. And why is this important? because this fraud scheme directly financially impacts every insured driver in the state of Louisiana that pays inflated insurance premiums. So if anyone's looking at, you know, wondering why their automobile insurance rates are so high in Louisiana, and, you know, New Orleans has, you know, a higher rate of insurance premiums than any other parish in the state of Louisiana, in large part because of this scheme. So literally everybody is impacted by this type of fraud. So the federal government began to peel back the layers of the onion. And the case came to a screeching halt, at least to the public, in September of 2020, when one of the indicted slammers, which is the name that was given to the individual that would orchestrate the staged accident, he would recruit people to be in the car that would claim that the 18-wheeler impacted them, but the reality was that the car was actually causing the accident, not the 18-wheeler. He was the slammer. He was the conduit between the people that were recruited to get in the car, and then he was the conduit that reported and turned over the occupants of the car to the law firms. And the law firms were allegedly involved and were aware that this was a fraudulent scheme and participated in this. So in 2020, we saw Cornelius Garrison, who was one of the slammers involved in this scheme, that according to the federal indictment goes back at least 7 or 8 years prior to the initial indictments in 2019. So this is something that's been happening. Nobody knows how many times it's happened, but it's happened with such great frequency that it is absolutely impacting the insurance premiums in the state of Louisiana. Well, Cornelius Garrison was cooperating with the federal government. And because of his cooperation, the federal government indicted an attorney in 2020, Danny Keating, who pled guilty in 2021. But one day in 2020, after Garrison returned from court to his home, he answered the door in his house and someone murdered him in his doorway. And because he was a cooperating witness, the investigation, the government was relying upon his cooperation, it slowed the investigation down. And it went quiet, at least from the public's perspective, for the better part of 4 years. Until earlier, about 3 months ago, two individuals were arrested and indicted as slammers that were involved in this scheme, but they were indicted for murdering Cornelius Garrison. So Ryan Harris and his girlfriend Giovanna Carter were indicted for murdering Cornelius Garrison, who was cooperating with the government. His death delayed the investigation and was a setback for the investigation, but the government didn't stop. The FBI continued to work the case. They identified Harris and Carter as the people that were responsible for his murder. They also documented that both of them were involved in the stage accident schemes, and they linked those two people to attorneys. And we don't know what the murdered cooperating witness Cornelius Garrison told the federal government, but the federal government needs proof. And if the person that was providing the proof is no longer living, it explains why the investigation appeared to be stalled for 4 years. So the government finally solved who was responsible for the murdering that federal witness, and they indicted those individuals. And 2 weeks ago, there was a sweeping indictment announced in which two local attorneys and a disbarred attorney were all charged in their role for paying and filing false lawsuits, fraudulent lawsuits, but also included in the government's indictment were allegations of obstruction of justice and witness tampering to keep Garrison and others from cooperating and testifying before the grand jury. The slammers, including Garrison, who is deceased, Harris and others, were the ones who drove the vehicles and intentionally staged the accidents for the attorneys in this case. So it was part of an ongoing conspiracy. So the logjam, the case that had gone quiet, wasn't truly quiet. It was being actively worked, but it took the better part of 3.5 years for the government to release this indictment. And this is a game changer. So normally, you know, you're talking about, and this was initially just a fraud scheme, but this has evolved into a fraud scheme that diverted to a homicide to cover up the fraud that had been going on for the better part of close to a decade. At least that's what the government is alleging. And with that, you're seeing attorneys that have been linked to this. And one of the attorneys is actually a former attorney, Sean Alfordish. He remains in pretrial custody pending a hearing in January. So that would, to me, suggest that Sean Alfordish, a disbarred attorney who is in a relationship with one of the indicted attorneys, Vanessa Mata, who was a stunt woman in Hollywood before she got her law degree, and she was doing, you know, high-speed chases and whatnot. So, again, the government is alleging that Sean Alfordish's fiance, Vanessa Mata, and another attorney by the name of Giles, Justin Giles, with the King Law Firm, were all part of this conspiracy and all engaged in this fraud. And Sean Alfordish is already a convicted felon. In 2011, he had been convicted in rigging his election for the Horsemen's Benevolent and Protective Association, which is an association in which dues were paid by people in the racing industry. He wanted to be to serve a second term as president of that association because the president controlled the funds that the organization generated. And he ended up pleading guilty and admitting that he rigged his reelection and admitted to diverting funds under the guise of administrative expenses and did 2 years. So now at the government, he realizes that Cornelius Garrison, who was one of the slammers that could identify him, and Mr. Alfordish at least would recognize that if he's charged with another crime, he's going to get much more jail time. And when you're talking about a scheme as broad as this, he is probably, at least I'm sure we're going to find out, but the government is going to allege that he went to the extreme measure of participating and played some role in the murder of a cooperating federal witness to protect and cover up his criminal enterprise. So we'll see how all this plays out, but this is something that has been a massive fraud investigation that, as I said, literally impacts every insured driver in the state of Louisiana. And this thing morphed from just a massive fraud into a homicide and killing a federal witness to continue to obstruct the investigation that apparently he and others were aware were underway. So this is a significant case, and we're going to find out a lot more in the months ahead about it.
Do you get the sense that it ends here? Or are there more?
No, I think that they're still peeling back the layers of an onion. So, as I pointed out a couple of months ago, you had one of the slammers arrested and his girlfriend. His girlfriend has already pled guilty And she is, I would suspect, is probably now a cooperating federal witness in all of this. I believe that her testimony and the information that she supplied was helpful in the most recent round of indictments. But now, as the scheme has been exposed, I think that there are other potential witnesses that have been identified and spoken to. In fact, in the indictment itself, it references a number of other attorneys, not by name, but by letters of the alphabet, which to me may suggest that they may be, since they've been identified, they may be providing information to the government that may result in additional indictments going forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I think you would agree, one of the bigger cases of this nature, at least since I've been around, right?
I mean, no, I mean, it's already yielded, you know, 50 convictions. 50 people have pled guilty in this already. Yeah. And we're just getting to the attorneys right now. So, yes, yeah. This is massive, and it's probably going to be even bigger before it's all said and done.
Interesting text says, why is the King Law Firm still being allowed to advertise on TV if they were connected to this stage accident? Well, they're innocent until proven guilty. They got to go to trial, right?
Exactly. Due process. Right.
Due process. Right. All right. We got to get to a break. We're visiting with Rafael Goyeneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission. We'll talk about near year-end crime trends and how they relate to the jail inmate populations when we return. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.